So let's get going then. Let's start with the research first of all, and stressed parents. That seems to feature quite heavily in the bits and pieces I've been given in the research.
Oh, absolutely. The Child Accident Prevention Trust carried out a national survey of parents, and it found that 70% of parents are exhausted by the end of the day. Surprise, surprise. 60% say that work pressures mean they have less time to spend with their families. Nearly 60% say they're under more stress than their parents' generation. But as parents, it's very important for them, the safety of their children. And 77% of them say they're really worried about the safety of their kids. Yet, 4 in 10 parents say they don't have enough time to even think about preventing their children from having a serious accident. So it's a real problem, I think. We lead such frenetic lives. And we work the longest hours, or the second longest hours now. Greece is now the longest hours in Europe. We're the second longest hours in Europe. And because we work these long hours, and because 2 out of every 3 families are working families, when they get home, they're not as vigilant with their children as they should be. And that's where accidents can happen.
And do you think that's surprising that the research has revealed that? Because parents in this day and age are often criticized for wrapping their children up in cotton wool and perhaps not giving them the opportunity to graze their knees in the way that perhaps I was when I was a child. And so that might surprise some people that actually concern over safety is there, but the ability to prevent accidents isn't.
I mean, Child Safety Week and our work isn't about wrapping kids up in cotton wool. And what parents are worried about is their child having a bad accident. And they're saying to us that they want more advice on how they can keep their family safe, but wanting stuff that's practical, that they can slot into really busy, frenetic, fast-paced lives, things that they can make part of their routines so child safety doesn't feel like one more thing in an already impossible to-do list. And I think the good news is that there are simple things that busy parents can do. It doesn't have to be an impossible juggling act.
Is it in the home where most of these accidents are likely to happen?
Accidents in the home are a particular problem for the under fives. And often that's, you know, when your young child learns to do something new, something that they couldn't do an hour before that puts them in danger. As children grow up, then it's accidents outside the home. And in fact, road accidents are one of the biggest killers of young people aged 11 to 15. So we're talking about preventing fairly serious injury, but there are quick, simple things that you can do that will make a big difference.
Maybe we can have a couple of examples of those. I mean, the most obvious one to me when you give that age group and road accidents is headphones when you're walking. Just it makes me so cross. I feel like stopping the car and saying, please don't walk along with headphones on. Don't cross the road. Don't jog with headphones on. Don't ride your bike with headphones on.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's really important that when you're a parent and, you know, hopefully as you're walking your kids to school or you're walking them to the park, that you're showing them what good road behaviour looks like. And that means not being distracted by a work phone call on your mobile. It is showing that it's important to be vigilant when you're around traffic, to do those basics of stop, look and listen. But other stuff that you can do, you know, as simple as moving that hot drink away from the edge of the coffee table. You know, 45 kids every day across the UK, mainly really young children, rush to hospital after being burnt by hot drinks. And some of those are really nasty injuries. Or just moving cleaning products out of reach, or when you're doing your sort of quick scan of the shelves at the supermarket, choosing a cleaning product with a bittering agent in it, and then it will taste so vile that children just can't help but spit it out. They won't be able to swallow it.
And what about grandparents? Has the research revealed anything as to the way they feel if modern parents are stressed out and a lot more stressed than the previous generations? Have grandparents had an input in this?
Yeah, it's a very interesting one, this. And grandparents are, but the difficulty we have now, grandparents have in past decades been involved with families and tried to help the frenetic parents, two out of three of whom are working. The difficulty we have now is that people are going to need to work a lot longer than ever before. So people will not be retiring at 65. They'd be retiring at 70, 75. So the availability of grandparents is going to decrease very dramatically and has already started that.
And I suppose there's less adults in a household as well now. You know, if you go back a couple of generations, grandparents might live with their children and grandchildren in the same property. And although that still does happen, it's less frequent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we have a real problem. We got on our bikes in the early 80s and people moved away from their extended family. They don't live near their aunties and grandmas as much anymore, grandpas as much anymore. Indeed, don't even know neighbors three doors down. That becomes real problematic. When we had communities, which, you know, are of a bygone era, you know, we had that infrastructure to help even frenetic parents, but we don't even have that.
And so what do you hope, what does the Child Accident Prevention Trust hope to achieve this Child Safety Week? Is it really just to sort of stop and think and make some of those simple changes, Katrina, that you alluded to?
Yeah, I mean, for Child Safety Week, we want stressed, exhausted parents to know that child safety really is a lot easier than you think. It doesn't need to take extra time. It doesn't need to increase your stress levels. There are very quick, simple things you can do as part of your everyday routines. And we'd really encourage people to visit our website, which is capt.org.uk. You'll find lots of hints and tips on simple things that you can do to prevent serious accidents to children.
Wonderful. I stole my tape. Thank you both so much. Lovely to chat to you both.
Thank you.
Thank
Take care,
you.
Joe.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.